Good morning. We continue with the study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lulei Nishmas Aramalka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. The Mishnayos continue Masechta Nedarim. The first parak Mishnayos Beis and Gimel HaOmer LeChaver. Let's say somebody says to his friend, "Konim Konach Kones." If he says this item of mine should be also like a konim, like a konech, like a kones, relu kinuyin the carbon. What he means to say is these are substitute words for comparing it to a carbon. Like we learned yesterday, there are three levels of neder. There's an ikar neder. The main idea of a neder is that you compare it to a carbon or something else that is offered and vowed. And so here, if he uses a word that sounds like carbon, that's good enough. Cherik, cherif, cherif. If he says it should be like a cherik, or a cherif, that's an intent for a cherim. Ziach, pziach, neziach. If he uses these substitute words that sound like nazir, so he means to compare it to a nazir. Shavusa, shkuka, nader mimosa. If he says that I take a shua, a shkuka, or I use the word mosa, so areilu kinuyin l'shvua. Those are kinuyin for a shvua. Now, Omer, what if somebody says as follows? We said that there's an ikar neder. We said that there's a kinuy. Those are the last two examples. What if it's not clear 100%? Omer, lo chulin lo ochalach. What he says, it's not chulin that which I won't eat, which is yours. In other words, in the backwards sort of double negatives, I'm saying your food is not chulin, it's kodesh. That's why I'm not eating it. Or lo kashav lo dachi, it's not kosher, it's not permitted. Tor v'tamei nosar opigo, it's not tahor. Or I say it's tame, or that nosar is left over, or it's pigo, it's disqualified because it had the wrong intention. So usher, in all these cases, the person's food becomes usher, since these are terms that are used with carbonos. So we mean to say it's like a carbon. Pimer, what if he says it's going to be like lamb, or kadir, it's going to be like an enclosure, or keitzim, it's going to be like logs, or keishim, it's going to be like fires, or kamizbeach, it's going to be like the altar. Or kahechal, it's going to be like a sanctuary. In all of these cases, the standard assumption is that he meant to refer to things in the Beis HaMikdash. In essence, he's basically saying it's going to be like a carbon. So, ki Yerushalayim, what if he says it's going to be like Yerushalayim? He seems to be referring to karbanos of Yerushalayim. Another, be'echam mikol misham she'am mizbeach. What if he talks about one of the utensils or the accessories, the forks and the bowls, etc.? So, avo bishul hiskir karban, even though he doesn't mention a karban in the process, ha'reza nader be'karban, it's as if he took a neder with a reference to a karban, and therefore the neder will take place. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, ha'omer Yerushalayim lo amar klum, if he said, Yerushalayim, it's not like he meant anything, because ki Yerushalayim, if he says Yerushalayim, he didn't say anything. Yerushalayim without ki, without the comparative word, it doesn't count at all. Now, the truth is, the Tanakhama argues on that point, and we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Yerushalayim, the reference clearly must be to a carbon, and so therefore, that would be a full-fledged neder. We'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.